This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
British Columbia's Provincial Eating Disorders Awareness Campaign, called PEDAW for short, is launched during the first full week in February, with activities and events taking place throughout the year. It's a province-wide effort to raise awareness around early intervention and the prevention of eating disorders. PEDAW also promotes media literacy, resiliency, building healthy body image, and self-esteem. The public is invited to take part in supporting the ongoing Love Our Bodies, Love Ourselves movement in promoting health and preventing disordered eating and eating disorders. PEDAW's mission is to provide an eating disorder prevention approach and resiliency-based system of services, workshops, education, and support to people of all ages in the province of BC. This year's Eating Disorders Awareness Campaign takes place February 3rd to the 9th in 2013. We're joined on the phone by PEDAW Campaign Coordinator Amy Candido, who has recovered from eating disorders, and by Mimi Hudson, Director of Community and Provincial Programs at Family Services of the North Shore.
Welcome to People First Radio, both of you. Mimi, eating disorders aren't really about food, they're mental illnesses. Tell us a bit more about that.
Well, it's not that they're not about food, but usually what happens, it starts with weight and shape preoccupation. So if someone isn't very happy about their body, what is the first thing that you do to change that? It's often dieting. So it may begin, with feeling that way, dieting, then anxiety comes into it, being depressed about how you might look, and it continues from there.
Amy Candido, you experienced two eating disorders and you've recovered from them. What are some of the warning signs that emerged during the early stages of these illnesses?
For me, it was, a change in my exercise behaviors. Like, there was a strong focus in exercise, changing in my eating habits. Like, there was a lot, like, good or bad foods, almost, like, going on in my head. I started to wear baggier clothes. Like, I would wear my brother's clothes. I was always cold. A lot of mood swings. I pretty much got rid of all my friends. Like, so I was just really socially withdrawn. And, yeah. And then, some other signs, going to the bathroom right after eating, and that kind of stuff.
Now, Dr. Blake Woodside is the director of the Program for Eating Disorders at Toronto General Hospital. He told Post Media News earlier this month that community-based studies suggest that men account for 1 in 3 cases of anorexia nervosa and 1 in 4 cases of bulimia. Mimi Hudson, what have you seen?
Well, what we usually say that it's 1 in 10, so of all of those suffering from eating disorders, 10% of them would be male. But if you're looking at more weight-based sports, for instance, you might see higher numbers, like wrestlers or jockeys or those who have to meet a certain weight, then they would tend to have, they may tend to have more disordered eating practices that then lead to eating disorders, so those numbers would be higher.
Amy, what have you seen and heard during your peer support work?
A lot more than I thought I would when I first got into this role. Actually, I just met with one yesterday who was struggling. But it's a lot more common than you think it is, especially like what Mimi said in athletes or in sports. There's a lot of pressure in that sport culture. Especially for men, they're given this idea to reach this ideal body shape, kind of similar to Abercrombie and Fitch model. Like, it's a lot of pressure on them, I find, and so an eating disorder is a coping mechanism.
Are there any real differences, in a sense, between eating disorders as they manifest in men and eating disorders as they manifest in women?
I'd say at the end of the day, it's still a coping mechanism. Like, it's still a control issue. That, I mean, yeah, you could probably add further to this, Mimi.
Yeah, I'm sure that since I don't treat people, we talk about prevention. That is my focus. I think just there's basic differences to the way men and women approach it and how they would probably get involved in disordered eating in the first place. So I think, it, as Amy says, at the end of the day, if it's bulimia or anorexia, it is that's what it is.
Yeah.
For either gender.
This is People First Radio on CHOY, across the islands and streaming online at CHOY.ca.
Eating disorders have the highest mortality rate of all mental illnesses, with 10 to 20% eventually dying from complications. These potentially life-threatening conditions are a growing problem. Despite their collective label, these disorders are not about food. Eating disorders are a way of coping with deeper problems that a person finds too painful or difficult to deal with directly. They are complex conditions that signal difficulties with identity, self-concept, and self-esteem. Eating disorders cross cultural, racial, and socioeconomic boundaries and affect men and women. British Columbia's Provincial Eating Disorders Awareness Campaign, called PEDAW for short, takes place this year from February 3rd to 9th in 2013. We're joined on the phone by PEDAW campaign coordinator Amy Candido, who has recovered from eating disorders, and by Mimi Hudson, director of community and provincial programs at Family Services of the North Shore.
Mimi Hudson, tell us more about the prevention of eating disorders. What are the key components of the prevention campaign or of any eating disorder prevention campaign?
Well, in our program at Family Services of the North Shore, we have the mandate for preventing eating disorders in the province and as part of our Jesse's Legacy program. And we address the risk and protective factors around eating disorders. So the greatest risk for eating disorders is being an adolescent girl. And so, hence the Love Our Bodies, Love Ourselves campaign, that, and Amy will talk more about that, but we also talk about body image, self-esteem, resiliency, and media literacy. All of those are part of, when those are addressed, that's how we look at prevention, through those lenses.
Amy, tell us more about the Love Our Bodies, Love Ourselves concept and what its key messages are.
Well, when I think of Love Our Bodies, Love Ourselves, I think, okay, like, love our body, so love, like, the physical, beautiful being that you are right now, and then love ourselves, like, the emotional part of you, like, who you are as a person. You're a good artist, you're a good cousin, like, and then, I don't know, I think the key message there is just kind of accept who you are mentally, physically, and emotionally.
What do girls and boys and women and men most urgently need to hear about eating disorders? Mimi Hudson.
Well, I would think that eating disorders themselves, you're a long way down the road before you have an eating disorder diagnosis. So leading up to that, people do get involved in disordered eating, dieting, weight and shape, preoccupation, you know, early. So I think if I could say one thing would be stop dieting.
Amy Candido.
I think that people need to know is that kids and people and your friends watch your every move. So, I watch what I say, watch how I speak to people, how I speak to myself, because, you know, people are watching. So be a role model and, you know, empower your kids and teach them that they're not their appearance, that, you know, earn your place in this world without your appearance. You know, gain a PhD. There's other ways than just to use your physical appearance, because life is way too short to just be wasting all that energy on your body.
We have just a moment left in our conversation today. Is there anything else that you'd like to add, Mimi Hudson?
Well, I would just like to tell your listeners to support our PDAW campaign, to come to our Jesse's Legacy website and see all the activities that we have planned for the year, and click on to the Love Our Bodies Facebook page and attend our events and talk about this issue with your friends and family. And the more it's talked about, the less it goes underground, and maybe we'll prevent it one day.
And Amy Candido, your last thoughts on this?
Well, yes. I just to add to Mimi, like, go on our Facebook page, like our Love Our Bodies, Love Ourselves Facebook page, because I really try to help prevent eating disorders and learning, teaching people how to love their bodies, how to stop comparing themselves, how to be stronger and more confident. And this year with PDAW, we're really trying to emphasize on prevention. And what can we do? We, you know, target teachers, target parents. Target, like, because I mean, it's rough out there with the media, with like the iPhones, with so come on out, come to the website for events, and yeah, hope that you could support us.
Thanks to both of you for taking the time to join us. It was much appreciated.
Amy Candido is coordinator of the British Columbia Provincial Eating Disorders Awareness Campaign, and Mimi Hudson is director of community and provincial programs at Family Services of the North Shore. This year's Eating Disorder Awareness Campaign takes place February 3rd to the 9th in 2013. For more information, search online for Provincial Eating Disorders Awareness. You can also find the work of the campaign at Facebook. Just search for Love Our Bodies, Love Ourselves. And we'd like to acknowledge our direct use of content in this segment from the Canadian Mental Health Association's website. You can find them online at cmha.ca.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.